It's Colorado Matters. I'm Ryan Warner. 73-year-old Sister Dorothy Stang was a missionary serving a desperately poor community in the Brazilian rainforest. Sister Dorothy was concerned about massive clear-cutting in the Amazon and thought its abundant resources should benefit more people. Many in the area called her the Angel of the Amazon, but on February 12, 2005, she was shot point-blank 6 times. Her brother David, who lives in Palmer Lake, north of Colorado Springs, traveled to Brazil shortly after the murder, and Denver filmmaker Daniel Younge followed him there. The result? The new documentary, They Killed Sister Dorothy. It's showing at the Stars Denver Film Festival this weekend, and it's now on the shortlist for an Oscar. I spoke with Younge and David Stang in our studio. Gentlemen, thank you for being with us.
You're welcome. We're honored to be here.
The pleasure is ours.
David, you got a phone call from your sister the night before her murder. This is revealed in the film. Did you have any sense that she was in danger?
After the conversation, yes, I did.
What was the nature of that talk?
Well, she said that she was very concerned. 12 villages had been burnt down together with their crops, that she was going there to help them, but that she was very concerned with this situation.
And let's be clear what this situation is. In short, why was she killed?
She was killed because she believed in the environment. She believed that the end of the Amazon meant the end of us as a human race.
This was an area that was being clear-cut,
yes,
deforested, for ranching in many ways.
Ranching, logging, soybean production.
Those are powerful interests in Brazil.
Yes.
And what was she fighting to do exactly?
She was fighting to create a new economic system that included the poor, against the economic system that exists of slash and burn, of greed and destruction of our earth.
She became a Brazilian citizen, is that right?
Yes, she did.
Any sense for why that was?
She loved Brazil. She loved the people of Brazil. And obviously, she knew the Constitution probably better than 90% of the Brazilians. And in that Constitution, she saw a chance for the environment and a chance for the Amazon to exist.
David, I want to play a clip of your sister. This is from archival footage that's in the film. And this is her explaining how her Catholic beliefs, the beliefs that drove her as a nun, connected with this environmental message.
The gospel messages that I live by that provoke me, the gospel of Jesus Christ, everybody can, in a very democratic way, can share in these world's gifts. And how can we share this magnificent planet with more people to have a sustainable way of life?
What do you think when you hear that?
I hear a great woman crying out to the universe, saying, save this planet. The fact that this was put on film by Daniel and saving the memory of this great woman in the way he did, I'm honored to be with this film.
Well, Daniel, how did you find out about this story?
Well, this was a huge story in the international press, and like a lot of people, that's the way I learned about it. I read about it in the New York Times, actually. And as a filmmaker, you can see the elements in the story that make you salivate and realize what a fantastic film it would be. But I wasn't just going to pack my bags and head to Brazil. So I did some research from my home here in Denver, Colorado, with her hometown newspaper in Dayton, Ohio. And in doing so, the reporter on the beat there said, well, if anyone from the family may be looking into this or going down to Brazil, it would be her youngest sibling, David. But he doesn't live here. He lives a long ways away. And when I asked where, she said Denver, Colorado.
And you thought,
it was fated.
It's kismet. Yeah.
Absolutely.
What did you initially think of the idea of documenting this journey that you were planning to Brazil? You were going there to find out what happened to your sister.
Obviously, I was going to her grave, and that was very important to me. There was no way that I could leave out the mass media in keeping the memory of my sister alive.
Was it important to meet the people around her who were important to her as well?
Yes. I was able to meet all these people who still had shock in their eyes about the murder of this angel of the Amazon. I looked in their eyes and I saw this couldn't possibly be.
Daniel, what did you learn about her murder while you were filming the movie? You know, without revealing too much, perhaps.
I'd rather not reveal too much, because really that's the heart of the film, especially the second half of the film, are some of the amazing things that we uncovered when we were down there. But suffice to say, what begins to appear as one angry, landless man who killed Dorothy out of anger, quickly reveals itself to be a much larger conspiracy that involved essentially the status quo in the rainforest, which supports, as we know, ranching and logging and big business.
And why are the interests there so entrenched? I mean, enough to kill a nun.
Let's face it, the powerful interests throughout the world, even in our country, are thoroughly entrenched, and the status quo generally supports the wealthy. However, I think it's greatly exaggerated in Brazil, where you have perhaps the greatest disparity between rich and poor in the world, and where you do have in the Amazon essentially a lawless state, where this kind of impunity can exist.
This is in the Brazilian state of Pará, P-A-R-A.
That's right.
Pará. And it is likened in the film almost to the sort of Wild West.
Yeah, and in fact, that's a comparison that Brazilians use as well, especially Brazilians from the population centers in the south. They look at the Amazon and have a very Old West feel about it, and the lawlessness in particular.
The documentary, especially the latter half of it, pivots around several trials related to her murder. And of course, you've got the defense. In this case, making your sister, David, out to be not an angel of the Amazon, but I think at one point they say the devil of the Amazon, as an agent of American colonial power. And I have to think that must have been a difficult thing to have heard.
It was terrible. To call my sister an agent of North America when she herself believed in the option for the poor. I mean, so that's a blatant lie, to be called the devil, to be called all these witch, all these names, merely told me that she must have been hitting home. She must have been really an important person. For a Brazilian defense lawyer to call her the devil, when the president of Brazil himself sent his whole cabinet to her funeral, isn't there a dichotomy there somewhere? All the ministers of Brazil knew my sister for years. For a defense lawyer, a Brazilian defense lawyer, to call her the devil is also then, therefore, calling the government of Brazil a devil.
Can I add that it's instructive that this rhetoric actually works down there? That this, mm-hmm. and that, I think, is particularly telling because of the way that we as North Americans act in the world, United States, that is. This kind of sloganism actually works, because we do some pretty reprehensible things around the planet. And so even when we're acting, as Sister Dorothy did, benignly, it isn't always perceived as such.
No, Daniel, in the film, you're not afraid by any means to show what the defense is planning and the arguments against Sister Dorothy.
Yeah, our access to both sides of this story was pretty remarkable, and the defense let us in on their whole rationale behind the trials.
Would you summarize what that is? I mean, I think we've done that to
extent.
But
I think they're trying to paint Dorothy as the villain here, and that she was an interloper, and that she wasn't in the best interest of the people.
Did you go in with a perspective on that?
Well, I think any filmmaker that tells you they don't have a POV or perspective going into a film is a liar. Of course, we try to be as objective as possible, but I have to admit that, you know, save the rainforest is a mantra that's grilled into our heads from when we're kids. And I was actually raised Catholic, so a Catholic nun who martyred herself for the good of the rainforest you can't help but have a certain perspective going in. But I must say that if you spend enough time with these defense lawyers and the killers, some of their rationale starts working on you, and you second guess yourself. And I hope that people seeing the film have some of those apprehensions as well. But at the end of the day, a different truth won out.
I want to ask about the land program that she was championing before her death. The idea was essentially to say, instead of chopping down the rainforest, let us mete out parcels of it and have locals, very poor people, farm the land sustainably, so that the rainforest keeps on giving, and that these very poor people have a source of revenue, own land.
It's in the Brazilian Constitution, based upon the United Nations meeting in Rio in the 80s. All these countries around the world agreed to projects of sustainable development.
Is the program moving forward today?
It's in a terrific struggle right now, which is the reason why this film is so vital. It's relevant. The struggle is right in front of us.
And Daniel, the struggle continues. I mean, in terms of the vision that Sister Dorothy had.
Well, it does, and sadly, the drama in this story and some of the outlandish things that are happening continue.
And we should say that Sister Dorothy was not the only one to die, because of the struggles between powerful interests and those who would have the rainforest saved.
Yeah, there have been over 800 documented murders in the last decade related to land issues. And the cynic might say that Dorothy story got all this attention, and when you see in the film some positive outcomes in terms of justice because of the fact she was North American, which may be true, but hopefully it sets a precedent for the future.
Thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having us.
You're welcome. We're honored to be here.
David Stang lives in Palmer Lake, north of Colorado Springs. His sister Dorothy was murdered in Brazil, and filmmaker Daniel Younge of Denver turned the story into a documentary. It's called They Killed Sister Dorothy, and it's on at the Denver Film Festival Saturday at 1. It's just been shortlisted for an Academy Award.